News Talk 1100 WCGA. Audacy, A-U-D-A-C-Y, is the second largest radio controller in the country. They have just received approval from the U.S. Bankruptcy Court for the Southern District of Texas for a plan of reorganization. Soros, George Soros Fund Management, will become Audacy's principal shareholder now. How to explain? When I was at Radio America, we did not transcribe our radio programs. George Soros did through Media Matters, Con Web Watch, and other organizations. Soros runs a thought and news media control enterprise. His control over the internet has been felt very deeply. They alter internet search algorithms in ways I don't understand. They've affected me. He has minion organizations that engage in drive-by attacks on actual individuals, generally conservatives. The algorithms promote negative reviews of publications, which themselves are often astonishingly deep-sixed. Search results on big, important articles are delisted, a huge, deep hole of tactics and techniques and power, now brought to radio, the last, always-on, unedited, unfiltered public medium in the country. Soros's move here is not going to be good for radio generally, because his companies can't do what NPR does better than NPR, but it's going to add to leftist editorial homogeneity. And in the long term, Soros' maneuver is going to affect the FCC, which has long done the bidding of major owners to the detriment of communities and citizens, open competitive markets. This is a really, really big deal. George Soros is really good at destroying his enemies. Really, really good at destroying constitutionalist conservatives, freedom lovers, people like you and me, people for whom radio represents a last great hope.